Well, 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 just because you think you're so pretty, and just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you got something that nobody else has got, you caused me to lose all my money, honey. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, honey, I'm through with you. Because, well, well, just because. Well, there will come a time when you'll be lonesome, and there will come a time when you'll be blue. There will come a time when old Santa will not pay your bills for you. You caused me to lose all my money, honey. You laugh and you say we are through. I'm telling you, I was through with you a long, long time ago. Thing in town, just because you think you got something like nobody else around. You caused me to lose all my money, honey. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, honey, I'm through with you. Because, well, well, just because. Well, I'm telling you, honey, I'm through with you. Because, well, we'll just be...
Yeehaw! My goodness, we have right here at the studio, whoo, Shops and Sauerkraut. Did I say it correct?
Shops and Sauerkraut, you got it.
All right, well, these guys are going to be playing tomorrow at Helsinki, but before you guys go there, we're going to find out who are these guys and what kind of music they're playing and what's in there for us when we go and see them tomorrow. So, but let me just tell you a little bit about them. Shops and Sauerkraut formed back in 2004 after meeting at the old Egremont Club in Massachusetts during a live music event. And they kept running into each other at each other's live music events and showing up at each other's gigs. After a simple, let's do something together, the Shops and Sauerkraut band was formed with a local drummer, Jim Kruensing, and later and currently Jason Gerald and Velvet Frog. One impromptu gig, a stream rolled into many live events with an invitation out of the fellow musicians and singer to join us, to join them on stage on many nights. Local and regional musicians such as Matt Dowing, Teddy Weaver, Kiki Default, Chris Newman, Paul Kleinwald, and Julia Gottlieb, just to name a few. Well, let's welcome to WGXC the two members of Shops and Sauerkraut. Would you guys give us your name and the instrument you play?
Mike Chops Leconte on the upright bass.
And Sauerkraut Seth on electric guitar here.
And where are you guys from?
We're from Columbia County, both of us. Chops lives over in Copaic, and I'm in Harlemville. And behind my name is the fact that I make sauerkraut over at Hawthorne Valley Farm.
Oh, so...
And there were two Seths at Hawthorne Valley a number of years back, so I started to be called Sauerkraut Seth to differentiate the two of us, and it's kind of stuck. It's become my stage name, so to speak.
All right. So
and over the years, we've done a show called Seth Sauerkraut Review, in which we mix it up a bit, where... There's a house band. Chops and Sauerkraut is a house band, and we bring up a few guests. We're going to have Mark. What's Mark's last name?
Mark Gamsjager from the Luster Kings.
From the Luster Kings. He's going to get up and do a couple songs with us. Michael Farkas of the Wyos, which is the other group I play with, he's going to play with us a couple songs. Kiki Defoe, who's an old friend that I've played with in many bands. She's going to get up and do a few. And then we've got an act from New York City called the Sweden Lowdown featuring Miss Tess and Rachel Price. They're kind of an upbeat swing and rockabilly band.
Right. So you guys play together, but also you have others to that you play with in other occasions.
Yeah.
We've both of us been on the road separately like almost all year. Seth with the Wyos and me with the Luster Kings, and we're finally getting a little break in the action so we can get together and do our thing. So we're looking forward to Helsinki tomorrow night.
And what we heard when you guys began the show? Right here. What did we just hear?
That was called Just Because. We learned that off an old Elvis Presley record, but the song goes way back. Rockabilly music is such that it's a style, but often the rockabilly players would take songs from blues, from country, and in this case, this was a polka, actually, that they took and made into a rockabilly tune. So rockabilly kind of pulls from all genres of American music.
I see you brought a CD to the studio, Wanted Dead or Alive. This is the two of you put this together?
No, this is actually a compilation of many different bands that I've recorded with and worked with and stuff like that. Since, you know, I've been playing with so many different people and never get to record a full CD, I says, well, let me throw this together so people can get a taste of what's going on and stuff.
This is kind of your greatest hits?
I guess so, yeah, yep.
And so tomorrow you're coming to town.
We are?
Yeah, tomorrow here in Hudson, you're going to be playing at Helsinki.
We certainly are. Yeah, and, Helsinki at 8:30 p.m.
8:30 p.m. And you plan to, you bring in some other people with you tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not only the two of you.
It's obviously not only the two of you. There's going to be somewhat like 12 people on stage altogether tomorrow night.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's a number.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But Chops and Sauerkraut, this band, we also have a drummer, Jay, the Velvet Frog, and Pete Adams will be playing steel guitar with us.
Okay. So, and this is the style that you pretty much will play there?
We'll give you a taste of what we also play. We run around
and do a lot of different styles. So.
Okay. Well, let's hear. What are you going to play now?
Which one? So Proud?
Sure. This is an original that I did with band called the Blind Pharaohs out of Brooklyn.
All right, let's hear it.
So proud, and it keeps me lonely, so lonely, 'cause I just can't seem to touch. I need someone to be my one and only. The people that I need to love so much, and I go down that stretch of highway, and the highway seems to go into 304. And you know by now, I gotta do it my way. But my ways are so many that I just don't need no more. Long and lonely weekends, surrounded by thousands of people that I don't know, and our time together, well, they're just like bookends, and the space between us just seems to grow and grow and grow.
Yeah.
so proud, and it keeps me lonely. So lonely, 'cause I just can't seem to touch. I need someone to be my one and only. The people that I need to love so much. And I go down that stretch of highway, and the highway seems to go in a 304. And you know by now, I gotta do it my way. But my ways are so many that I just don't need no more. Keeps me lonely, so lonely that I just can't seem to touch.
Wow, fantastico.
Thank
this,
you.
Yeah, this is the bilingual show, Tarde Latino, Tarde Bilingüe. This is WGXC, and this is the afternoon show also. Different names for the same show, but... we have with us Chops and Sauerkraut.
That's it, yeah.
And they are delighting us with some of their art, some of their music here in the studio and WGXC. So I see, how long did you get playing this instrument? This is the cello? This is not a cello.
Upright bass. I've had one in the house since like 1980, so I'm kind of dating myself there. So I've been at it a while.
And it must be a job just to carry around. I mean, it could carry a bass, but...
Yeah, it is. And right now I'm working with a hernia, so it's even tougher.
Oh, I see. And Sauerkraut.
Yes.
In the other, you do music, but on the other side
my,
of
my
your
day
life.
Job is making sauerkraut, that's right. I've been in Hawthorne Valley since, I guess, 1998. And there was some leftover cabbage the first year I was there. And I thought, well, what do you do with leftover cabbage? So I made a little bit of sauerkraut, and it turned out great. And, you know, now it's that many years later, and we make like 60,000 pounds a year. So
wow. And it,
watch out if you have an idea, you know. It might haunt you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's because always people, you know, talk about how some artists have difficulties, especially in these economic times that it's hard to make a living. So you have to have something on the side, and this is working out for you.
It is. It certainly is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Chops?
Right now, currently, I work as a groundskeeper during the day.
Okay.
You know, at a Copaic Country Club, you know, just taking care of the grounds and stuff over there. So there's no golf happening now, so...
Yeah,
I'm out of a job until springtime, okay. So now I'll do as much music as I can.
In a way, it's kind of nice to take a break, you know. I know it's tough for some people who work when the weather is nice, you know, who can work outside. But for some of us who work all the time, you need a break. After all, you know,
it can
get you. Well, my goodness, I wasn't expecting to have a live band here at the studio, but the music is sounding incredibly good. We heard this last song. Was that?
That's called "I'm So Proud."
And it was my friend Sean Kershaw wrote it. He's based out of Brooklyn, and we used to play in a band together called the Blind Pharaohs, and we recorded that a couple years ago. In fact, it's on my Wanted Dead or Alive CD.
Okay,
yeah.
So the two of the Southern Crowd has recorded a CD yet? Shops and Sauerkraut.
No, we haven't yet.
Okay.
We haven't, but Kenny Siegel of Old Soul Studios is going to come see us tomorrow night, so who knows? He might get an idea.
Hey.
I don't know if you know Kenny, but he's...
Is that recording around here?
Yeah, he's right across the river.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I come from Woodstock, and I know in Woodstock there's some studios too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Some big studios over there.
Yeah. Have you performed over there in the... in Woodstock?
My band, the Wyos, has played at the Bearsville Theater. And okay. actually, Chops and I are, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on the air.
Go right ahead.
We're going to play WDST tomorrow.
Oh, really?
On their Live at 5 show, yeah, to promote the show as well. So.
Oh, so you'll be right in town. Well, my town. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, for tomorrow, you're going to play earlier, and then later on, you come to the show.
Yep.
Okay.
It's going to be a busy day for us tomorrow.
Doing
the press junket.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Oh yeah, yep.
And it works.
Please come out for those listeners out there. Please come out to Helsinki tomorrow night. It's going to be a great night, way to kind of welcome in Thanksgiving, and we're going to have a blast.
Yeah,
it's like a big party. I look forward to playing on the night before Thanksgiving always, and to be doing it home, so to speak.
Yeah, you don't have to travel far. Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Expecting a lot of friends and family, so come on and be a part of the family.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for Thanksgiving?
For what?
For Thanksgiving already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys want to play us another song?
Yeah,
I see you guys are ready. You got your hands right on the instruments.
It's true. Yeah. We've got a rumba that I wrote. It's called Now You're Gone.
You got it. Okay.
One,
rumba.
You came into my life when I was reckless, when I was down and out, I saw your face. I knew that I was hopeless looking at you, but now you're gone. You made a pass at me on the dance floor. You asked me if I would like to rendezvous. And then you whispered softly in my left ear, Parlez-vous français? All I could do was sit there and moan. I felt like a shadow crying all alone. The flowers bloom in colors in the meadow. The fire in your heart was blooming too. I was afraid that I'd become your shadow, but now you're gone. When I was reckless, when I was down and out, I saw your face. I knew that I was hopeless looking at you, but now you're gone. But now you're gone. But now you're gone. And now you're gone.
That was Rumba?
I believe so.
Rumba, yeah. With Chop and Sauerkraut, who are here in the studio playing for us at WGXE, and who will be playing tomorrow at Helsinki at 8:30. And that's an original song you mentioned.
That is, yep.
What inspired you to write songs, or this one in particular, Rumba?
This one, I think I was listening to a lot of Sergio Mendes at the time.
Oh, okay.
And I was banging around on the piano and sort of had that idea for the bass line.
Okay.
It didn't come out like a Sergio Mendes song, but nevertheless.
Sergio Mendes is from Brazil, but you use some French in there,
yeah.
Right? Oh, that's okay. Foreign, sounds foreign, that sounds good.
We're an international band.
There you go.
Exactly.
And do you also write, you understand?
Yeah, I write, but a lot of it's still inside my head and on notebooks and stuff, and that's why I'm looking forward to getting in the studio again. I mean, you know, that's why I did the CD, because I've just been working with so many bands, like the Luster Kings. We tour, like, all the time. So it's like I don't get a chance to sit down and write my own stuff.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like it's all there. Now I need some time to do it, and hopefully this winter will be it.
Okay.
And
you got the time?
I think so. I'm hoping so.
Yeah. Well, you know, people always think about, you know, musicians and how popular they get with the crowd sometimes. Do you guys, the crowds, how do they accept you? I mean, what's English is my second language, but how do you react when people are, you know, overwhelming with clapping and screaming and whistling and all that stuff?
That's like the greatest thing in the world, you know. It's it makes it worthwhile, all the hard work, sitting in clubs where there's nobody and sitting in rehearsal spaces and you know, you're just like, yeah, I wonder if this will work. And then when people react, you know, it's just incredible. And, you know, when they're banging on tables and stuff, and like they want you to do
encore and stuff like that.
I mean, we played in Belgium in February.
Oh, really?
And
So you're, like you said, you guys are international now.
Yeah, yeah. I traveled to Scotland for a month during the year. Mm-hmm.
And it was just incredible. You know, if we finished the set and stuff, and if you're American and do a Johnny Cash song in Europe, forget about it. It's like, wow, it's like, you know, that you're a piece of America right there.
And you're like the ambassador.
Oh, yeah. Big time. It's really amazing. And the way that they handle the whole situation, like you walk into a club or a bar there, and I'm sure in a lot of places in Europe, There's no TVs on the wall. There's no TVs on. And the only time you see a cell phone is when somebody's popping one out to take a picture of you. And that's really quite different from what happens in America. There's a lot of distractions.
Yeah, you can be playing here and people are watching the football game or the Yankees, you know, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So you guys, where else have you gone traveling? I mean, abroad?
I've been to Norway as well, which was a lot of fun. The sun went down for about 45 minutes, and then it came right back up again.
Yeah. So I used to live in Alaska, so I remember those. Yeah.
And Seth's been all over the place as well.
I've been to the Shetland Islands, which are right next to Norway. That's part of Scotland, but it's way up there.
Way on the North Sea.
So I experienced the same lack of darkness, and I'm going back there for Christmas, so I'm going to experience the darkness.
Those must be like windswept islands, aren't they?
Yeah, there's not many trees. But yeah, I go to the UK and Ireland. That's kind of where my band, the Wyos, has had a good amount of success.
Okay. So wherever you go, you bring your music?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you bring your instrument too?
Yeah, when we go to Europe, I have trouble taking this, we usually wind up.
Just for the audience, it's bigger. The instrument is bigger than the person playing it.
Yeah,
and chops.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's kind of tough, you know. You string up an instrument that you're not used to playing on and stuff, and with my bass, the one that's in the studio right now, I climb on it and stuff like that, you know, and stand on it, so. When I'm playing somebody else's bass, I don't do all the extracurricular stuff with it.
All the acrobatics that Chops does.
Exactly. It's like a high
wire
act.
If you come down to Helsinki tomorrow night, you will see this gentleman climbing and playing his bass at the same time, climbing on it.
Oh, I saw a picture of that in your website or your my picture.
Yep,
I see. Well, poor, no wonder I see there's like a worn out on the top of the...
Yeah, that's from war marks, from, like, you know, your hand coming down and taking off the paint bit by bit and stuff. Plus, I wear a nice bracelet on there that kind of cuts in there every once in a while.
And what about those signatures on the side of the...
Well, we got Sonny Landreth, who's probably like the best slide guitar player in the world. And then you got Junior Brown and Teddy Weber, who's been a member of the Chops and Sauerkraut band. Cindy Cashdollar, who is a Woodstock resident.
Yeah.
And we got Wanda Jackson, who is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And my band, the Luster Kings, we back Wanda a lot. So...
So that has seen a lot of history.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of action.
Yeah, yeah. She was the they call her the first lady of rock and roll and the queen of rockabilly because she was the first female artist that was doing rock and roll back in the 50s, dated Elvis and stuff. So it's kind of fun hanging out with her, and she's talking about Elvis like, you know, like we're old
like
friends
buddies,
and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like just another guy, but meanwhile, you know, when they were kids, they were changing the world and stuff. It was really... Just fun to be talking with her about it. Really cool.
And where do you see her?
We play all over the place with her. Play out, and, you know, up and down the coast and stuff, and out in Vegas and stuff like that.
This band has been around.
He has been. Yeah.
And so have you. Anywhere else where you have been?
You can share some memories. I've been up and down the West Coast, the upper Midwest, you know, way up in the...
Okay.
And up and down the East Coast. I went down to Nashville for the first time.
That's
in
a big thing for musicians. It's like a makeup where every...
It is.
Like you have to go there at least one day in your lifetime, especially if you're a musician, I assume. Yeah.
Not only did I go there, I got to play there, which was quite an honor. So that was a good bit of fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Woodstock, there's a restaurant where people there's a musicians every day, and it's free for the people. So it's the walk and roll. Mm-hmm. And check it out. You're going to be there.
I get to go back to Woodstock on Saturday because my band, The Wyos, is opening up for Levon Helm at his Midnight Ramble. So
holy cow.
That's quite an honor.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And he's very accessible. I mean, you can go and chat with him. And well, I mean, we can keep on talking and talking, but we have like 5 minutes left. And I don't know if you guys want to play another song before we say goodbye to the audience who are going to come to see you tomorrow.
Something like
or not.
Mystery Train or something.
Yeah. Which one is this?
So Mystery Train. This is one that Elvis covered back in the 50s.
Okay.
Train ride, 16 coaches long. Oh, that long black train took my baby back home. Train going down the bend. My baby, but it never will, no, it never will again. That old moon look lonesome when your baby's not around.
Let's take it again.
Mr. Trey.
Chops and Sauerkraut with us here at the studio and WGXC. Well, it's been a treat, guys.
Thanks a lot, Antonio.
Really to have
Thanks
you here.
Thanks for having us.
Like I said, unexpected, but very happy that you decided to include us in your list.
Yeah, hope to be back many times.
Yeah, well, this is your first time at Helsinki?
No, we've played Helsinki before. We did a show last December of a similar quality with a bunch of different acts.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Hopefully we'll do it more than once a year in the future.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you on behalf of myself and my co-host, Mariel Fiore, who is in Argentina right now. And thank you for this great treat you gave us. Hopefully we get to see you tomorrow.
Great.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks again.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you.